We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Alef, the Sugya of Kaisev. The Mishnah says, a Kaisev Shtei Oisiyos, Mei Mimine Mei Mismoylai, Mei Mishnei Mechad, Mei Mishnei Shemes, Mei Mishnei Samarais, B'chol Oshin Chayiv. So first, a Kaisev Shtei Oisiyos. They're not Chayiv unless you write two Oisiyos. If you write one Ois. So Gepshuta you learn that it's a Shir. You have all the time Shir. You have Bayetzah, you have the different shirim. If you do less than a shir, it's chatzi shir. We spoke earlier. Rashi says, on the Athayin Dalad, Amin Aleph, the Ramasul Chimut, the Lefes Pachas Mikashir, that the din is a chatzi shir, is Asim and Atayra. As it says in the Goyis Ashri, in the beginning of the 8th Perek, the Arach Reinim, the Chachan Tzin, others that say that could be chatzi shir, Asim and Atayra is only by Achila. By Malachi, you don't have that. We spoke about it a moment. But there are chaynim that say a chiddush that by kaisiv it's not that way. See, the Mishnah Nayin Gilmam and Aleph brings down by kaisiv, it says kaisiv shtei oisiyos, and by other malachas also teifa shtei tfiris, oirik shnei chutim, oisiv shnei batenirim. So Taisis writes, tzorach lefarish, lomu pirish kana, ba oirigu betseiv, a teifa bekaisiv shir, tfemi bashar. How come by Shnei Batinir, by Oyeg, by Pitzeya, by Teifa, by Kaisiv, it says a Shir more than by all the other Malachas? As I Shtaltzach Taisus HaShaila. So there are the Achreinim, the Kerenera, and the Sarsemis over there, and in the Sefer Magen Avos, Rav Matcha Benet, he says the same Yisoid. That could be when the Mishnah says the Shir of Shtei Oisiyos, and Uadin Shtei Tviris, and Oyeg Shnei Chutim, it's more than just a Shir. If it's less than that, it's bechlamat the malacha. It's a chatzi malacha. The malacha is two. Less than two, it's not the pshat you did the malacha, but you don't have the chashivis, you didn't do enough of the malacha to have a shir. It's bechlamat the malacha. Now, Avnei Nezer, in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, also is marichiv about it. He likes the word, brings a raya, because the Taz, and also the Chuvis Ramon, they say, just like you find kazev ois achas b'tevei ois achas b'tzipari is chayev, because ksivel m'chuseres kreva, so m'chuse kreva lavka m'chuse maisa damini gemara says later. So who would then, if you write two oisiyos, you write half of two oisiyos on one page, and you wrote the other half of the two oisiyos on the other page, that's also an is a chiv deraisa, because it's ksivel alash m'chuseres kreva. So if you're gonna say, that's tiny davdeneza, if you're gonna say, that that's in one ois is a malacha. It's a malacha's ksiva, you wrote something. Navas, you don't have a shir, so you need two oisiyos. So how could you be mendama that to the fact you write a half an ois? A half an ois b'chal not a ksiva. You didn't write an ois. You didn't write anything. It's not a ksiva. It only becomes a ksiva when you finish the ois. So if you write two half oisiyos, the chayy b'chal didn't write anything. So mecha teisa tishtel tzu, two oisiyos that you wrote in two different places to the two halves of the oisiyos. Elamai, it must be that one ois is also not a ksiva b'chlal. So you see, even to make it a ksiva, you say that mechaser is krev lafka mechusa ma'is adami. As I bring the raya, ken zayin. But the Me'imi on the Afgimel says mefurish not that way. And also the Taisus that just says sarach lefarish, he doesn't suggest such a pirish. It's also mashma not that way. In the Be'alacha, in Simon Shemem, Sefalef, the maskal shtei saris, he also names over the clerk and not that way. And also the shashank of dalanam and beis. Well, the Be'alacha that we mentioned in Simon Shin Mem, he mentions that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, even though he also says, Kloy, the Chatzishi is Osim and Aterim, Ben Yeruchim by Kaisev, he brings down a line of K's of Kaisev, a line of them with, when you didn't write one, two Oisiyos, and he writes, it's Osim in the Rabbana. So he claims in Machik the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, maybe he's not going on the case, we only wrote one Ois, that would talk of the Osim in the Raisa. But the Pashas of Rabbeinu Yeruchim would be a raya to the Achreinim, that two oisiyos are different, b'chlana melechus ksiva without two oisiyos. You have to understand the svara. You see, by Tvira and Ariga v'chuli, there you could say, that's not niskayim b'chlal. In fact, sewing, if you sew one stitch, you don't have a back and forth, so you didn't sew. If you have an Ariga with only one chutz, that's not an Ariga. It's not called weaving. Mashaken ksiva, the one ois is already a ksiva. What would be the vart that without two oisis is b'chalm and a ksiva? Unless you say ksiva is not in a letter, ksiva has to be a word or a tzirif of two letters. Otherwise, b'chalm doesn't have a shame tayr's ksiva. Tzarechim is al kapanim. It's not a pasha this you say, the Mishnah Berurah, or said min cheskinich, the Rishash, they all name over the klarkeit that by ksiva, even one ice is called a ksiva, be chatzi she'asim in a teir, the two ices is only a din shir, and that's the mashmais, the tesis, that's a mefurish in the iri. Al kapanim, the achreinim, the madcha benet, the magin avis, the karen ayur, the svasemis, the avnei nezer, they all like this svara. God of the Karen Ayra and the Avinezer, they're both a Ma'ir that we have a Gemara a little bit later. We had it earlier also. The cause of Vaisach HaShachar, Vaisach HaSbein Arbayim, the Shal V'yeshidiyah L'chatzi Shir, that's mashma that it's a Chatzi Shir. If it's a Chatzi Melacha, it's Mechalam the Melacha with one Ayra, so what would be the word of V'yeshidiyah L'chatzi Shir? Chay didn't have the Melacha Bechalam. Tzarechim Sas Mezef. Now the next inyan, that the Mishnah says, Bei Mishem Echad, Bei Mishtei Shemais. What is Shem Echad and Shtei Shemais? So Rashi says, Shem Echad is Shteim Alfin, and Shtei Shemais is Aleph Beis. Shem Echad means the two the same letter, and Shtei Shemais are two different letters. But Rashi's example of two the same letters are two Alephs. So, and also the Rav in Mishnah says the same thing, two Alephs. So Rabbi Kivegan, the Mishnayis asks, the Chayitz Apella, you look at the Gemara. The Gemara is a whole sugya of Shem Katan, Mishem Gadol. That's what Rabbi Yudah said, Shem Katan, Mishem Gadol. And Rabbi Yudah said, Shem Mishimain, and Mishmul, Naich Minacha, Dam Midaniel, Gad Migadil. That's what the Tanakhama of the Braisa said also. And Rabbi Yudah in the Braisa, which is different than the Rabbi Yudah in the Mishnah, he says, even if it's Shtei Aisi, Shtei Shem Echad, Goin Sos, Teis, Ror, Gog, Chach, all those things are also Chai. You have two the same letter, but they make a word. And then the Gemara goes into what's Rabbi Shimon saying, and the Gemara, Maskan is Rabbi Shimon holds you need a whole word. So there's three Shitas. One Shita is you need two different letters. The second Shita is two the same letter as long as it's a word. And the third Shita is, no, you need a full word, the word that you wanted to write. But no one holds that two of the same letters that don't make a word works. That's what the Gemara brings in the middle. The Gemara at Tzad, that maybe Rav Shimon holds that way. Aleph Aleph Me'ezorcha Ike Benayu. Tanakhama says Aleph Aleph Me'ezorcha Loi Mechayiv. And Rav Shimon says, Kevin, this is a Gaturu Baal Mechayiv. But the Gemara says, no, Rav Shimon's not Lechum, Rav Shimon's Lekula. So we end up that no one holds that Aleph Aleph is Chayiv. So what's the Pshat in Rashi that says that Shei Mecha, the Shteim Alfin, Apella? As I think, Rabbi Kivega Akasha. So the three mahalchim you can answer Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. First, you have the what the Meiri says, and the Avnei Nezer brings this, that he says this is the Richtig of Pshat. That there's a fourth sheet in the Tanam, the Mishnah that says, Vei Mishem Echad, Vei Mishnei Shemus, is not the fire at anything, and Shem Echad means the same ice twice, and Shtei Shemus means two different ices, and the Mishnah doesn't say Bechlal, it has to be a word. Vice dice, any time you write two letters, you chayiv, period. Even if it's not a word. Then the Meiri writes that there is such a man deyom in the Gemara. L'chayra, l'maskana, there isn't such a man deyom in the Gemara. Maybe it means that the Gemara had a havmina with such a man deyom. So the Gemara's mashman is such a shita, because the Gemara had a havmina of Shimon held that way. So the Tanakhama holds that way. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah holds different than the Tanam and the Braisa. The Tanam and the Braisa, one Tana holds you need that it should be two different letters and also a word, Shem Mishimen and Mishmuel, Nayach Minacha, Gdam Midaniel, God Migadil. And if Yehuda and the Braisa holds it could be two the same letters, but it has to make a word. And if Shimon holds no, it has to be a full word that you want that word. And the Mishnah holds no. Two Isis, that's all. Bein Mishtei Mecha, Bein Mishtei Shemus. But that's one Mahalach, and the Mimi says it's Taka. And now the Nezah likes this Mahalach. The second Mahalach, the Rishash says, that maybe Rashi is going like Rabbi Yossi, but it wouldn't answer the Rav, he says. The Gemara has it sad that the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yossi, because the Mishnah says, Bein Bimina and Bein Bismaylai, and the Gemara says, it's Ein Derech Siva Bimin. So Abayi says, the Deichik is V'Shayla B'Shtei Yodav and Akimta. And Rabbi Yaakov, Rav the Bas Yaakov says, it goes like Rabbi Yossi, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rabbi Yossi, if Rabbi Yossi holds it, Shtei Sritas, Achayim, like the Gemara says, you know, Yossi's Bechlal, so two Aleph, so Leigari from Shtei Sritas. So if you're learning the Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi, which Shtim. As I tie into Rishash, the Be'aloch also names on, we'll get to that Be'ez Hashem a little bit later in the Shia, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Avada, two Aleph, so Bechayim. But that Thikayam, in Chaylik Be'ez, when he's talking about Kesiv, He says he doesn't see the hechrich. Rabbi Yossi says you need two svitas, maybe two different svitas. You need two different svitas that you can read together. Mashenkin two the same svita, maybe Beisu also holds it's not chayim. I guess the Rishash and the Bialach and Eman, that if you need writing, so good, so then you can mechalach between two letters and two the same letter. If you mechalach don't need writing, you need a symbol. So what's the difference if it's just a different symbol, the same symbol? It's not writing anyway, it's just a symbol. So then you can't be mechalach mechalach. Fine, but Al Kopanim, that would answer Rashi, although not the Rav, because the Rav says in the first, they were talking about Shaila Pishtayadav. But Rashi, you could say he's going to missions like Rav Yossi, and that's why Yechayiv, by two the same letter. Now, the third Mahalach, though, is the Mahalach of the Rishash says this, and the Bialach Ataka holds that way, that he says the whole Kash is not Shver. The Gemara is discussing when you want to write a word, and you didn't finish your word. V'adinim. That has to be, according to the Tanakam, it has to be two different letters and also be a word b'makam acher. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, it could be the same letter, but it has to be a word b'makam acher. According to Rabbi Shimon, no, if you didn't finish your word, you're patur no matter what. If you didn't finish your sentence, it's okay. But if you didn't finish your word, you're zecher patur. But that's all when you want to write more. So there the pshat is, you didn't write all what you wanted to write. Well, your writing is not enough. But it says, there it has a lot of proteidinim. But if all you want to do is write two olives, for whatever reason, galture, whatever reason you want to write two olives, so then you chayif for writing two olives, period. Then there's no halachas. The whole halacha there was, you learn out, achas meyachas, that you didn't write everything you wanted to write, so then the halachas, how much you need to be chayif. Then you need two oises, and they have to be a word, then it could be, it can't be the same ois. Now, Shengen, if you write two, if you just want these two oisias, then you'll be chayiv no matter what. The emes is this chiddush already, it says, in the chiddushim ha-miyuchasul maran, the old chiddush ha-aran, on the fine hay in the days. That's what he says. He brings, he says, someone told him this rat, he says, the Talmud told me this rat, b'shem the Rashba zakhte. Mamish this chiddush, that this whole Gemara that discusses, you need a word, you need kiyotze by miskayim, whatever it is, is also when you want to write an entire word, you didn't write everything you wanted to write, you only wrote two letters, so then it has to be a word, or it has to be different letters according to that other Tana. But if all you wanted to write is two letters, anytime you want to write two letters, you chayiv. It's interesting because the Chiddush Le'aran over here doesn't learn that way. He Lahedya learns the Gemara that Shem Achas means if it's a word like Teis and Chach and Gag, and all the different words that the Gemara says. But he says it's Kiddush, though early in the fine hay in the day, it's mamish like to be Allah is Kiddush. Now, the Nezah disagrees. He says, no svara l'chalik. He says, mimanashach. If the pshat is, you're not chayim because you don't have, it's not called the locha miskayim, so that means that even if all you intended to write was this, you wouldn't be chayim. If all you intended to write was this, you'd be chayim. So this is locha miskayim. He disagrees with the svara. And that's why he learns, like we said before, he learns like the Miri, it's a machlokes. The Tanakam of the Mishnah holds you chayiv. Anytime you write two letters, even if it's two letters from a big word, doesn't have to be a word. And the Braisa has its machlokes. Whether you need Shem Yishimenu Mishmul, Nayach Minacha, Gadam Midaniel, Gad Migadil, Vachuli. Aber Al Kopanim, the Rishash and the Bialach Hiswar, Shtei Chayin in the Chedushim, Michasun Aran, Mishem the Rashba, then no, when you want to write these two letters, then you'll be chayiv no matter what. So those are the three ma'alchem and answer Rashi. Either the Tana of the Mishnah is arguing and holds that any two letters are chayiv, or going like Rabbi Yossi, or when you want to only write these two letters, everyone holds you chayiv. Now the Shittas Rambam, like we mentioned, is not like Shittas Rashi. Shittas Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam says that when you write two letters, it has to be a word. The Rambam is klar mashma, that even if all you want to write is these two letters, you're only chayiv when you write two of the same letters, you're only chayiv by gag, or teis, or chach, or all the different words that the two letters make up a word. Masha'en came by aleph aleph, you wouldn't be chayiv even if it's all you want to write is that. That's always pretty clear in the Rambam. So now we stim with the sugya. The only problem is that the Rambam is mashma, that when you write two different letters, then it doesn't have to be a word. Masha'en is, where did the Rambam get that from? The Gemara, again, that doesn't stem with any of the three Tanam in the Gemara. The first Tana says you need Shem Mishmuel, shame, mishimain. You need a shame katan, mishame gadol, but it has to be a shame. And the second Tana says it could be two of the same letters, but vaitan has to be a shame. And if Shimon holds, it has to be the whole word. And the Rambam, when he says he's writing the same letter twice, it's only when it's a word. But when it's two different letters, the Rambam doesn't say it has to be a word. And he doesn't even say it has to be a word. He doesn't say this whole din of shame katan, mishame gadol. He doesn't bring the whole thing. It's a case of shtei oisis is chayiv. If you write the same ois twice, then you chayiv if it's a word. The Me'iri also reads an ois kloy in the Rambam, and the Mekevus HaMishnah also is ma'irich about it. The Sharetzion in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, to answer this Rambam, and the Rambam holds the Mishnah's arguing. The Mishnah that says shtei shame ois is chayiv, the Tanakam of the Mishnah, it's not any two letters of chayiv. It doesn't have to be a word. But it's interesting, if the Rambam holds that the Mishnah is arguing, which means two letters, why don't you say that's also arguing? And it doesn't have to be a word. Where did the Rambam get that when it's the same letter twice, it has to be a word? When it's two different letters, it doesn't have to be a word. The Braisa in both cases says it has to be a word. All you say the Mishnah is arguing, when it's the same letter twice, it doesn't have to be a word. But Tzarechian to have good the Makar, the Shitas Rambam, but that's Lachar very clearly, the Shitas Rambam, the Ma'ayim Bedvarav, that he's not Mechalik Bechlau, if you were planning on writing a bigger word and all you wrote was this, or if you're just planning on writing this, if it's the same letter, then it's only Chayiv if it's a word, and if it's two different letters, then it's Chayiv even if it's not a word. As I state in the Me'ibin Mekavis, the Mishnah Mechaskin Echosa says that in the Rambam, it's called, it's Mamash Klai in the Rambam. Now the Mishnah also says Dei Mishtei Samanios, and you see the Bach is Garis Samanios. Rashi seems to be Garis Samanios like the Mishnah because Rashi says it means Achatz B'Diyay V'Achatz B'Sikra. If you write in two different inks, you write with Diyay and with Sikra, then it's Tarif together. Doesn't seem like such a big Chiddush. L'chayy once the Mishnah later says that Yichayim Sai B'Diyay and Sai B'Sikra and Sai anything which is a Reshim. So the Mishnah Zachar is telling you a Chiddush that the Mitznarev together. You would think you can't read them together. The Afikei Yam, at the end of Anaf Yud, where he talks about the Tzir of Av V'Tolda, he's discussing if you Mitznarev together half of a Shev from Av and half of a Shev from V'Tolda, he wants to bring a right. The Urayim says that the Av of Ksiv is only Diyoy. Simon Sikr is a Tolda. So the Smagosa says that. And here the Mishnah says, Shnei Samoni is a Chayiv. Nice days. Rashi says, Achas B'Yev, Achas B'Sikra. As I stated also in the Rav. So you see, come and start if the Av and told an other Rav, but that would be good. He says, as I say, Shver Rashi, Mechit Heisa, that you shouldn't be Chayiv and two Samonis, but now that you see it's an Av and a Tolda, it's a Rai, an Av and a Tolda, it's Tarif. But he says, you can't bring Rai to other Avis and Toldas, which are different Malachas. It's basically the same Malacha, the same idea, just one's Diyay, one's Sikra, that's more Pasha than it's Mitzdarif. But that's one shot in the Mishnah. Shei Samonios, that it's two different inks, the Ayin and Sikra. But there's another shot, the Magen Mishnah brings from Rav Haigayin, the Chiddush Rashi brings it also, right here, that they're not really letters. They're just Samonim. And he gives an example of the Nunim Afuchim that you have in Vayhi Ben Saya. They have Nunim Afuchim. So the backwards Nunim, they're not really letters. They're just Samonim. The Marshal had written in the Tshuva that there's no Sherish in the Gemara for these Nunim Afuchim, and Mamele, he says, you shouldn't write them, Fakir, what you should make is you should make the Nun of Ahi Ben Saya, and the Nun of Ahi Om Kemasainim, you should make them Afuchim. But the Neid of Yehuda, it's in Yeridea Simenai and Dalad, he says, no, you see from Rav Haigayin that you do have these Nunim Afuchim. He didn't know about this Rav Haigayin. And that's how he learns in the Gemara. So that's the Pshat Samonius, it doesn't have to really be letters. See, the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, Lachar is writing a third pshat. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis writes that you're using the letters as a simon. Using the letters as a simon, mashallah, we use them for numbers, aleph and beis, using them as a simon. For a number. So the Taiz Yantav asks the Kasha, so what's the Chiddush? If you're writing Taka letters, it already says the Kaisu Shtei Asiyas. Me'echa Teisa, Shtei Sam Mani Yashim Bichayiv, of using the letters as a simon. What's the Chiddush? So he says three terutzim. First teretz, he says, is you would think it's two letters that are read together. Two letters that are making a word or making something that you want to read these two together. But if you're writing two letters as a simon for numbers and not reading them together, you would think you wouldn't be chayiv. Kamash mon yichayiv. Or he says he could say for keret. You would think you don't need two. You would think since it's a simen, it's telling you a number. A number is a chashav azach. Maybe chayiv even one. Kamash one, even some money, so you need two. But then he says that maybe the Ram doesn't really mean letters. The Ram means numbers, numerals. He says, the simanim shurigilim lasis ben hamisperim anche haidu atikum. I think it means the regular numerals that we have. They're not letters. They're just new, the different simanim. So you think you need letters. You need a ksav. You need a letter that you read it as a language, not just a number and a simon of a numeral. Kamash lo, that shnei simanim. He says it's very similar. The Tais Yantav is bringing it similar to a chaygayin. In other words, you don't need a letter as long as it's an understood symbol, even if it's not a letter. I mean, yesh l'haysef, a percent sign, a dollar sign, a mathematical symbol, all these things would be called samanias. You have them, we need letters. Kamashman samanias are good enough. Now there's a Yerushalmi that says that the Tana of Shtei Samanias is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds that Shtei Samanias is Chayiv. Now the Neis in Simen Reish Tes, and the Be'alach of Emerson also says this in Simen Shin Vav, Sifir Aleph, that lechayr sounds like a haigay. Now, upon the Yishami learned that way. If shtei samanias means two symbols, so then you could say it goes like a beishi. A beishi says that roshim is chayiv, and that's what the Gemara says, that sarat shtei sritis is chayiv according to a beishi. So that makes sense. If shtei samanias is connected to a beishi, and the Yishami holds according to the Rabbanan, yitaka will be potter. But the Rambam lemaisa paskins that shtei samanias is chayiv, and the Rambam doesn't pass like a beishi. Kapshuta, we'll get into that a little bit later in the Shia. But Kapshuta, the Ram doesn't pass like a Yasi. So the Bialacha says in Simen Shin Mem that the Bavli's Mavur not like the Yerushalmi. The Bavli's Mavur, because the Bavli had two pshatim in the Mishnah, if the Mishnah goes like a Yasi or not. The Bavli asked Rav Yaakov, brother of Yaakov, since the Sefer is a Yasi, the Reish is not a Yasi. So Gemara says, according to him, Kula Rav Yasi. But according to Abaya, okay, the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi, and the Reish is not Rabbi Yossi. So you see that the Bavli is naming on, until we got to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi. So Vayis Shtei Samanis is even not according to Rabbi Yossi. So then you could say like Rashi, that the Bavli maybe learned Shtei Samanis like Rashi, that it was Yerin Sikra. But if you don't want to make a machlek, it's Bavli and Shalmi Pshat in the Mishnah, you could say like the Rambam, that according to the Bavli, as long as you're writing an official symbol, like a Nun Hafach, or a numeral, Ukadayma, you'll be Chayiv even according to the Rabbana. Now the Mishnah also says, "Mechal Lashin is Chayiv," and Rashi says, "Lashin Mechal Lashin shall kol k'savim v'gufan shall kaluma v'uma." Any type of writing and any type of script and any type of alphabet. There's Lashin in the Rambam Musav Akaisa v'chol k'sav u'mechal Lashin Chayiv. Sounds like there's two things. First of all, it's any type of script. You don't need a specific script. L'mashal in Hebrew, we have the printings, we have the print, and we have the Ashuri, and we have the Rashi letters, and we have the script that we use, and that's all called B'chol K'sav. And B'chol Lashin, you have the English alphabet, you have the Russian Cyrillic alphabet, you have all the different types of the Arabic K'sav, you have all different types of alphabet, all these things are Chayiv. Now there's a Ramah, it's not B'mkaymai, the K'siv is in Shin Mem, this Ramah is in Simen Shin Vav, because there we're talking about Amir La'akum, and it says there's a Gemara in Gittin that says that when you buy a field from a guy, a field in Eretz Yisrael, Mishamishav Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to write the shtar al day Amir La'akum, even though normally Amir La'akum is a Rishus. Is a Shvus, I mean, it's Issa the Rabbana, Mishamishav Eretz Yisrael, the Gazer Rabbana. That's what the Gemara says in Gittin. So there are more comments on this din in Shimon Shin Vav, Sifyan Aleph, that some say that it's dafka in their writing, because their writing is only the Rabbanan. The Gaish alphabet is only the Rabbanan. Mashenkin in the Yiddish alphabet, so then it's the Raisa. So then you're not allowed to do a Mir Lakam and a Raisa, only a Mir Lakam and a Rabbanan. Now, Kama Rishaynim say not the way. Taisus and Kama other Rishaynim bring the Taisus, that they all, the Yishavarit itself is a bigger mitzvah than most mitzvahs, and the Mela it's mutter to do a Mir Lakam even for a Raisa. That's stated in the Gemara. But the Ramah is being machmir, that if you have a ksiva deraisa, that's also a day mir lakum. It's dafka, ksavim shalahem, which is the Rabbanan. That's what makes it mutter. That's what makes it mutter a day akum. So the Magen Avraham in Simen Shemem, Sifkan Yud, asks a lot of kashas. He says, you see, by get, that you can write it b'chol lashin. You see, this is called a ksav in different lashinis. And he says, you see, from the other mishainim, that the asses kasha, the same afurish, it's deraisa. Raisis they held, then in all Ksavim, it's their Raisa. But like the Noda Yehuda, he also was asked to Shaila if you could do, you can matter a Mir La'akum on signing a name, if it's a B'makum Hefsid, you can matter al Pidis Arzirua. He says, why don't they ask a Kasha some first in Mishnah? The Mishnah says that B'chol Lashon is Chayiv. So the Noda Yehuda there says a Pshat, the Prima Gaon also says it on the Smogon Avraham and Simon Shin Mem, Sifkat Yud, that he says that the Pshat is that you could learn the Mishnah B'chol Lashon means that you're writing words in another language, but you're using the characters, the alphabet is dafka the Hebrew alphabet. Mashenka to use the English or the Russian or the Arabic alphabet, different alphabet, that would taka not be chayim midiraisa, that would only be the rabbana. The shayla is, what's the story for them? Why wouldn't it be ksav in a different alphabet? The bi'alachami is marchiv about it. He wants to be matcha reshita. He says it's a das yachid. And first, he wasn't oimid on the Prima Gaon made Behuda, but Bamison, he tied us like this. He says, you look in the Arzurua, the Makarish from the Arzurua. You look in the Arzurua, it's an Ilcha Shabbos, Oisai involved, he brings it from Rabbeinu Yoel. He says, clear what the Tchilik is. He says that B'chol Lashon means Greek. It doesn't mean all the Shinus, it means Greek. The Greek alphabet, that's similar to the Hebrew alphabet, just like you can write Sifrei Torah in Yevonis. Yevonis has a din of Ashuris. But if you write in the Latin alphabet, he says, then it's the Rabbana. And he brings it from the Yerushalmi. Now, the Bi'alach of this, Marchav about the Yerushalmi, doesn't like his Pshat in the Yerushalmi, he says different Pshat in the Yerushalmi. And he says, all the Rishayim say not that way. I mean, there are some Rishayim that bring it, there are Zeru, it's Rabbeinu Yoel, it's a Gais Maimini, but all the other Rishayim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, they all bring this Mishnah, the Mechalash and Chayiv, they're not Mechalik between the different alphabets. Some of the Rishayim, he says, you could help out with the Prima Gaonim and the Noda Yehuda, that maybe the Rif and the Rosh, also when it says B'chol Lashon, maybe they just mean B'chol Lashon, but not B'chol Ksav. The Rambam is Mufurish B'chol Ksav. Falk upon him, that's not the Arzirus Teretz. The Arzirus Teretz, he's making a chiluk between Greek, and B'chol Lashon means Greek, and other Lashonis, that Lachar is Mufurish, and the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Rekech, and Kama V'kama Rishayim, they all say not that way. So he says, it's not so negay of buying a field on Shabbos and writing a shtar on Yidei Goy. And there the Ramos Fakir being machmer and saying that you can only do it on Yidei Goy in their ksav, not in our ksav. But he says, it is negay if ksiva of a different language is their actually their abundant, it is negay. So that's why he's marachav lan. He says, you can't be saimach on the arzeru is a das yachin. Maybe the Rosa says that. He says, it's mamish a das yachin. No one else says that. The Aruch HaShulchan says, very interesting. He also argues stark on the Zeru and on the Ramah. And he writes in brackets, he also, it's a mitzvah to be meichiket from the Svarim. He says, because the Pikrim found this as a thing to be tolerated. But he writes, people were makel somewhat with ksiva in other languages because they say it's the Rabbanim based on this Ramah. He says, the mitzvah to meichiket from the Svarim, he says, is the Levush and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and these Svarim which bring down every Ramah. They don't bring down this Ramah. So because the Mamish don't bask in that way. The scum of the Rishayim is that about all the Rishayim are their Eisa. So just the Chaz are over, the Mishnah says B'chol Lashon is Chayiv, Rashi and the Rambam say Mefurish, B'chol Ksav u B'chol Lashon, Mamish Mefurish, Lafuke, the Teretz of the Prima Gaon they do, at least that their sheet is any script in any language. There is an Arzurua that says that in other languages it's the Rabbanan, and the Prima Gaon and the Behuda say that the Teretz as they learn B'chol Lashon means that you need the Hebrew script. It's just, you don't need the Hebrew language. And that to be Alacha Tainis, but the Arzu inside doesn't say that. He says that B'chol Lashon means Yevani, and he learns it from the Yerushalmi. And I b'zai, then Zicha, all the Rishayim are saying now like him. And now, one more Indian, the Mishnah brings Rabbi Yosi Shita. Amar Rabbi Yosi lechayvish te'esis el mishum reishim. Rashi says, Simen, she'esim mekarshe mishkam, ne'esim mefarkin eisai, u'kushay kamu le'ich v'seder akrashim, for also Rebbeisu Lemeim, I feel like Kosovo, the Roshim Shnei Rishim is Ba'amul Simon Chayv. That Rebbeisu says the Yisayin of Ksiva is not Ksiva, it's Roshim. And Rebbeisu is coming to tell you Chiddush, even if you Bechal don't have letters or symbols, you just have Stam, Sritais, you just have your Roshim, Shnei Rishimais, for Simon, Yechayv. Lechayim of Vurin Rashi, that only according to Rebbeisu Yechayv, according to the Rabbanan, you're not Chayv. L'chayin the Gemara, when it brings Rabbi Yosi and the Brisa is even more mafurish that way, the Gemara brings down Rabbi Yosi says, Amar b'yezachim mishum kaisav v'chayev v'lein chayev v'mishum reishim. Shekein reishim akar shemishin alei deizu ben zuga. Lefich esaret srita achas ha-shnei nesarim ha-shnei sritas ha-neser echad chayev. If you saret one srita on two nesarim to make it like you can be able to tell them together with two sritas ha-neser echad, y'chayev. Sounds like kod derban in yipater. It also sounds like, and as I state mefurish in the Ritva here, and as I state mefurish in Taisus and Afayinam and Beis, that according to your basis, it's not negay of the Shmuz of the Gemara, if it's two Isias or two the same Isias or two different Isias, if it has to be a shame b'makam acher, the whole thing of shame mishimen, and not negay according to your basis, because your basis is not negay of letters, it's all reishim. So what's the difference if it's a word, if it's not a word, that's all not negay according to your basis. Now, as in Jusanta Rain, the Rambam says that reishim is a tolda of kesef. The Rambam, at the end of Perek Yon Aleph, Halacha Yed Zayin, and he says, Kate said, Reishim is Shom Vetsuris Bekaisel Lebeshesha Kyotzeb Ekaderach Satsham Reishim Rezechayim Mishim Kaisev. So the Magen Mishnah says, what's the Makar that Reishim is the Tolda of Kaisev? He says it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yossi says that Reishim is Lechayim Vesheis El Mishim Reishim. Now Rashi learns that the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan is if Reishim is Chayiv altogether. But the Rambam holds not the way. He says, you look at the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, you'll see that the Chum also holds Reishim is Chayiv. The Reishim is a Tolda. Rabbi Yossi holds Reishim is an Av. And the Chum holds, no, Reishim is a Tolda. So the Rambam passes like the Rabbanan, the Reishim is a Tolda. But Reishim is also Chayiv. So the Magen Mishnah seems to learn there's no really Chilak La'alocha between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. The Chilak just is if Reishim is an Av, Reishim is a Tolda. Both of them hold the Reishim is Chayiv. Like we said, Rashi Lechair is calling out the way. And so good, the Magen Mishnah says, Rashi argues in the Rambam, but the Gemara is Lechair not the way. The Gemara says in Rabbi Yossi, Lefich Echsarit Shtei Sritis is Chayiv. It sounds like when they're bunny and not Chayiv. And the Bi'alach has two big kashas on the Magen Mishnah. One kasha is that the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, Chayiv by Smail also. Because Al Gabonim, it's Reishim. Mashaykun Kunder Abonim, Smail is Potter. And that's how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins that b'smayel is pater. The Gemara is mevur according to b'yesi b'smayel is chayiv. If you're going to say that the whole machlekes or b'yesi in the Rabbanan is if it's an av or a tolda, so why shouldn't you be chayiv even according to the Rabbanan? You should be chayiv b'smayel, that's a tolda. Chayiv pella. And the second kasha to be halacha asks, this is what we mentioned early in the shiur, if the Rambam paskins even aleph is pater, you need a name, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not true. Rabbi Yossi says you don't need letters altogether. So that's what we said from the Afikayam, he didn't see the Hechrich. Maybe even according to Rabbi Yossi, if it's two the same Rishimis, you're going to be Pater. You need two different Rishimis. But the Mashmai said the Gemara is not the way. Rabbi Yossi was asking on them, V'chim Mishim Kaisiv V'chayiv Mishim Reishim. But then you can hear it's not Mamish Mukhrich. The Afikayam Tainas, even according to Rabbi Yossi, you'll need two different Rishimis. But the first kash is takah shver. The Fikyam is marchev about it also. He says he really can't say, as I maybe you want to answer, that if the av is kaisiv is b'yamin. So Meir the Tolda also has to be b'yamin. Mashagin, if the av is reishim can be b'smile. So Meir, everything is good b'smile. As I maybe you could answer the Magen Mishnah that way. But the Fikyam says it's not mistabra, because there's no din that you need yamin be'etzim. If this malach is only done by yamin, so you need yamin. If this malach could be done with smell, so it could be with smell. So if the tolda could be done with smell, just because the av needs yamin, the tolda should need yamin. Mechayr it's a pella. So the Bi'alacha says, the Rambam is coming from the Yishalmi. The Rambam doesn't mean the ration that Rabbi Yossi means. The machloikis, the Pirish Mishnayis means like this. The Pirish Mishnayis means that if the av is kaisiv, so me'el aseret shvit is b'chlama kaisiv. If the av is reishim, so sarit shvit is also reishim. And smel is also reishim. But when the Rambam says that reishim is a tolda the kesef, it means a completely different thing. He doesn't mean sarit shvit this. For Kate, he says, Kate said, ha reishim is shomim vitsuris b'kesef l'kederek shat z'yorim reishimim. You're making beautiful pictures. Not that you stop make a mark, you make a shvita. He would have said shvita. He says, you make reshomim vitsuris. You make elaborate designs. That's a tolda of kaisiv. But it's time to make a sweet this potter. Because you don't pass like a basin. Ram never says that sweet achas is his chayiv. He says, Hareshim Rishim is Tzurim. That's from the Yishalmi. I'm not forsaying the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah is learning that the Rambam holds that Reishim is chayiv. The whole machlek is Reveisi in the Rabbanan is if it's an Avra tolda. But the Bi'alach asks very stark. First of all, so why shouldn't you be chayiv a smile? And second of all, why should he be chayiv by aleph aleph? The Rambam's before there has to be a letter like a word like we said before. And third of all, the Rambam is a mashmalev. The Rambam says you make rishimis as soon as there is a shiur meisim. Not stam rishimis. You're basically mechayiv and stam rishimis. But the Rambam doesn't pass like a basic altogether. But the Yisayin Adavar is, what the Rambam Pesh Rishayis means is like this, that if the Av is kaisiv, so he needs something dumya to kaisiv. So rishimis kadarek shat shiur meisim is taka dumya to kaisiv. But if the Av is reishim, so any sweet is already dumya to reishim, that's why you're mechayiv with just a sweet, that's why you're mechayiv with the left hand according to Rabbi Yosi.